The theme for this broadcast is Reviews for New Views. The purpose of the theme is to give us a new in-depth look at nearly everything in our lives and our past attitudes and thoughts about our lives. At the same time, we're going to do it to set a pattern for others to do the same thing, that is, to make the same reviews for new views in their lives, everyone on earth, one way or another. It's also appropriate that for this particular week's broadcast, at the original time it's given, it is the first week of the fall or autumn cycle. And the fall cycle, just as the spring cycle on the earth plane, is a time of reaction, of rest, of assimilating what we have learned or have done in the action cycle and preparing for the next action cycle. Therefore, it is also a preparation, by the way, for the preparations for 1980 theme we've had before. So our theme for this week and this cycle is Reviews for New Views. The purpose of these Reviews for New Views is not primarily to seek cleansings within ourselves. We've been doing a great deal of that. We'll do a great deal more. No, set your mind at ease and prepare for some interesting developments, not just for a back to the old cleansing, clearing routine. It's not also, or rather neither is it, to change just for the sake of changes within our lives, nor is it to change most of our usual habits and actions, nor is it necessarily to try to make ourselves better persons or to seek ways in which we can improve ourselves, nor to try to please others or for any other purposes. Rather, it's just to see within ourselves, in our own analysis, if there are any patterns of our own thoughts or actions that would be beneficial for us to change, that would give us pleasure to change, that would produce some benefit in our lives and in the lives of others if we would change it. Obviously, we can set about trying to examine every one of our thoughts and attitudes for the past X number of years that you have been a thinking person in this lifetime, but rather, it is to keep this theme in mind, to apply it to some of the more important aspects of your life and relationships to other people and the world conditions in general, situations, so forth, and see just what we would want to change. And then from time to time, in a spare moment or perhaps or so, in the future, we will have additional thoughts of, well, here's something I thought I hadn't applied this review for new views to. Let's just see what it would do if I meditated upon it a bit. Just make a little game of it. So go about this pleasantly, not with any thought that it's going to provoke any deep cataclysmic actions within yourself. We aren't after that. Of course, all of us have made many changes in our lives so far, some of them our own choosing and many of them seemingly forced upon us, or actions brought upon us by other people, such as when we were young, what our families did, things of this nature. These changes have included changes in where and how we live, changes in the family and in friends, changes in autos and clothes and homes, so on and so forth. And of course, everyone who makes a transition to another plane has to make many changes and adjustments at that time. But instead of waiting for such a climactic change as to another dimension or cataclysmic changes that may be forced upon us in the changing world today or families and friends and so forth, let's consider what we can do, each one of us individually and for the race as a whole, to make desirable changes now, here on earth, in this latter-day period, to help facilitate the second coming of Sananda's Jesus and of each one's own Christ awareness. Let's make extensive reviews of how we think about ourselves, about others, about all manners of things on earth, to see what we would like to keep the same, what we might like to change slightly, and what other new views we might come up with that would change some of our patterns, our thoughts, our actions dramatically, or at least make the life we are now living a much more enjoyable, much more fascinating one. Let's begin by asking each time during each review that we be guided by our own Christ self, that we be presented consciously with the views the Christ self has about the mortal self about us, about our thoughts, our actions, our purposes. At the same time, let's visualize all others on earth having a strong compulsion to review their lives and having the Christ self of each make known its views, even though perhaps few actually know such is taking place. For again, that's one of the major purposes, as we know, of our MAM broadcast, to set forth a pattern, to do that pattern ourselves, and therefore to cause others to come about to do it also. Let's start with views about yourself, some of your basic views of life here on earth at this time. Do you like yourself as you now are? Many of us have said, perhaps most of us, or undoubtedly all of us at one time or another, I don't like myself very well. I'm not a very good person. All right, what is it you don't like about yourself? And if you don't like it, why do you continue acting that way? Review yourself in that aspect and see what you can do to change it. Ask your Christ self for what ideas it has to give about how the mortal aspect of itself can change its life upon the earth at this time. What would you like to do about yourself? I mean, what changes would you like to make? How would you like to make them? Would you like to have changes in your mental makeup? How about changes in your emotional makeup? Changes in your physical makeup, that is, in your body and in the things you do about your life. Have you put off making some changes you would like to see in yourself? Do you want changes, yet you don't know how to go about them or what to do about them? Your Christ self may have been urging your mortal consciousness to make such changes, or may do so now, and yet perhaps you just haven't picked up the ball, so to speak, and run with it. If this is the case, if your Christ self haven't been urging changes from within, then your Christ self also knows what to do to go about making these changes, either by letting you know about it consciously or by putting them into motion. And then you react to those things which are set into motion within your lives, so within your consciousness. Just wanting to make changes and really being serious about it, even if you don't know how to do it at the moment, will bring those or better results. That is, it will bring the changes you want, or it will bring the changes that your high self wants, which may be better than what you consciously know about. So let's try it and see if it doesn't work. So let's start with viewing some of your basic things about yourself, first of all. How do you view your life on earth? Do you like, or at least accept, being here on earth at this time? Would you rather be somewhere else? Yet you know you can't be somewhere else. Make the most of each day you are here now. You can always find something, I'm sure, in your life, present or past, that you do like, that would give you a reason for wanting to stay here. Not necessarily to continue life the way it has been or is now for you, but something better. So if you could have a better life on earth now, if you could do some of the things that you used to do or always have wanted to but never could do, or that other people are doing, wouldn't it make life much more interesting? Open yourself to those concepts. Perhaps it can be something you can get into right away or be given to you to do right away, or maybe it may take a while. But in some way or another, whether it be mentally and emotionally or physically, you can set about to make some changes in your life, to accept them. What are your attitudes about your ways of thinking? Do you like always the way you think about a certain topic? Are your reactions stereotyped? Or do you have changing reactions about various people, about things, about the way you do things? What are your attitudes about your personal habits? Do you like everything you do? Would you like to change them? I know I find many things about myself and my ways of thinking and my habits that I wished I had gotten around to changing or had seen the need to change years ago. And when I do start to put into effect making some changes, it seems to take a while to have these changes become effective. But still, making a review of them and deciding to do something about them, wanting a new view by myself of them, does put them into motion, does help to make it easier, does bring them about. What are some of your attitudes about your activities? It would be impossible to get into any depth of examination or suggestions to you about how to examine yourself to make your own reviews for your new views. But I hope what I have given so far and some of the suggestions I will give now, as though I'm doing for myself, which of course I am, will give you some ideas of how you can apply them to yourself, and then how you can apply these to your attitudes toward other people and their actions, their reactions to world conditions, and finally, how we can project, or what we can project to other people to put into operation in their own reviews for new views in their own lives, and therefore how it affects many others, and eventually, one way or another, all of us. So what are some of your attitudes about the way you think? What about the way you get up in the morning, or you're lying awake in the morning in bed before you get up? Is it always the same old thing you look forward to with dread, perhaps, to that day? Or do you have some excitement for that day? Can you review how you think in the morning before you get out of bed and want to have new views about getting up, having an exciting day, or at least a fulfilling day, a pleasant day, more pleasant perhaps than what it has been? Can you look at the new day in a new way and come up with some better views about what that day will bring for you? What about your views for what you eat? Can you have review that? Is it time to make a change? We all do this occasionally anyway. Your work habits, your home life, everything of this nature, your recreation, what interests you. Isn't it time perhaps to make a review of many of these things and see if you can't get a new review, a new view on life, a new attitude? Then, carrying this further, what about your views of other people, your family, your friends? Is it time to make some reviews in how you react to them or how they react to you and see if you can have new views that will give them the benefits of doubts, that will make life easier for them, that will make life easier for you, that will make you treat people in a different way, perhaps a better way? Examine all of these views you have on relationships with other people. Then get on to your views about politics, economics, government, religion, many, many things. Is it time for you to make some changes in these things, to review what your attitudes are about anything in your life, and therefore set up new views for them? Finally, projecting to other people, people of Earth, it's time for you to make reviews of your views on life, the way you are living it. Do you have to accept the way you live, your form of government, where you are, what you're doing, your economic status, your social status, your friends, your family, all of these things and much, much more? Isn't it time for you in these latter days to begin reviewing all of these things so you will have a new viewing of your life on Earth? And above all, mankind of Earth, as with each one of us, let us review our attitudes to and our relationships with God and with one's own high self. Here's to many good reviews and new views for all of us for a better world. Thank you.